Hattie Blog Boo Volume 7. Danger. The Antidote to Misery. Written by and from the perspective of Hattie Chamberlain, read by Peter Smith. Picture the scene. You've had a pretty crap few days, during which time you've questioned your very purpose on this earth, where your life is going, and panicked about the future to such an extent that never leaving the house again and spending an eternity on the sofa watching Come Dine With Me marathons seems like the only viable option. You look like this. Then you decide, enough of this self-pity. Self-pity be gone. I have cool things to do, like be awesome and play Wii. But then the sneaky good feelings killing elves come along and think, haha, she's such a dick for feeling better so soon. Let's really ruin her day. All of a sudden, there are traffic jams where it's impossible for traffic jams to form, and you are blocked at the worst of it. People shamelessly pilfer your parking space. Other drivers are fucking crap at driving and stop you from going anywhere in a timely fashion. Everyone everywhere seems to have a vendetta against you. Everything becomes personal, and suddenly everyone in the world is hell-bent on making sure you have the worst driving experience ever in the history of driving. And that's just in the car. Shopkeepers are slow and rude, someone will block you in the street who is the slowest walker ever, so slow indeed that you seem to be going backwards. It's impossible to navigate around them, and then a bird will almost likely shit in your eye. Babies cry at you, not near you, at you. And you can't find anything you need in your handbag, as they seem to have all simultaneously been vaporized. You trip and fall, blood begins to ooze from shop windows, and you might as well just give up the fight and take a nap on the pavement. Before you know it, you are miserable, and nothing can ever drag you out of the pit of despair you find yourself wallowing in. Until now! What is it? Oh my god, yeah, I wonder what it is. Self-imposed danger. For when life is so miserable, cheating death is the only thing that will make you feel better. And the best thing is, danger is always nearby. Here are a few handy ways to put yourself in danger. Reckless driving. Walking across the road without looking. Dining at McDonald's. Shouting pussies at the gang of tough-looking youths on the street corner and not running away. Not washing your hands after a poo. Meeting someone off MySpace who lists their interests as human taxidermy and cannibalism. Suddenly the misery is lifted because you are back in control and can dictate the lousy things that happen to you, and you can be all, fuck you world, I'm the king of life. Danger. The antidote to misery.